Everybody, thank you for downloading this episode of We Got This with Mark and Hal. Before we get into it, what are you looking at?
There's literally a movie ticket. Like,
it's not a ticket. That's the free popcorn I got from the fourth time I went to see Avengers Infinity War.
This is how many times Hal has seen Avengers Infinity War, that his kitchen table is just littered with little pieces of paper that say Cinemark and Movie Club and... It's a good movie.
Yeah, I'm going to make a shadow box out of it and then put it up in my office when I get an office. I do not live.
Really excited about you getting that office. Let's do the pre-roll. Come on.
Okay, fine. If you want to help out the show, it's very easy to do. You go to Apple Podcasts. You leave a 5-star rating and a review. Tell people what you love about the show. That will help other people find it. Other people fall in love. The people of the world grow and grow, and we get closer to actually giving you the merch that you desire. And we made a promise. I made this promise on Twitter. If we get to the point where we're ready to have a shirt, we will do an episode, whether it's better to have the logo on the front or back, and then whatever we decide, that's the shirt we'll release. But we got a ways to go, so start leaving those reviews now so we can get there. But for now, here's what I want you to do. I just want you to settle back. Unless you're driving, stay alert.
Yeah, don't tell people to settle back. Like, I don't even know why the front seat of a car leans back that far.
You know what? I have people in my family who drive, and I get in the car, in their car to drive it, and I feel like I'm at the dentist. That cannot be safe. It cannot be good. Enjoy this episode if we got this with Mark and Hal. Hello, I'm Hal Lublin.
And I'm Mark Gagliardi.
Since the dawn of humanity, one issue has gone unsettled. With the fate of the world in the balance, we're here to settle once and for all. Best collective animal noun.
That's right. Don't worry, everyone. We got this.
Podcasts should have a theme song.
Podcasts should not have a theme song.
Yes, they should.
No, they shouldn't.
They sound good.
Yeah, but people are just going to skip past it.
You know what?
You're right. We got this.
Hem.
You ready?
Hem.
Yes.
Oh, hello, Hal.
Hello.
You look very sharp today, by the way.
Thank you. Sometimes I want to put in an effort to let you know I care.
I'm wearing shorts. Mm-hmm. And barefoot.
So I know how much you care.
Exactly. No, come on.
We've reached an accord. It's fine.
Yeah. We are alternately Felix and Oscar on any given day.
This is true. Normally, I'm the one. This is a shirt. Well, you've seen this shirt.
I've
worn it. Thrilling Adventure
it's
Hour.
It's the official shirt of the Thrilling Adventure
there
Hour.
There were like three of them, I think, over the years. And like similar style, because my weight would go up and down.
Right.
But this is the purple shirt. This is an iconic. This is also the Steve Carlsberg shirt.
Oh. Ooh, the official Steve Carlsberg shirt.
Yeah, I'm shipping
Shouldn't
it off.
Should that be hanging up in a museum somewhere?
Yeah. Along with the Cross of Coronado.
Ooh. It belongs in a museum.
That's what Harrison Ford said when he saw this shirt.
All right. Thanks for listening to the show. Today we are going to talk about collective nouns for animals. You're probably familiar with the famous murder of crows, mm-hmm. or a blessing of unicorns. This one was suggested by Maud Rich and her 11-year-old daughter, Samantha. Mm-hmm. That said, this has been on this list for a while, so it is quite possible that Samantha has already had her bat mitzvah.
Yep. I hope your first time driving was a good experience for you, that you're a safe driver, or maybe you just have your learner's permit. And hey, I'm glad that you chose the college that you chose to attend.
Yeah.
I think it was the right choice for you.
Also, that old folks home that you're being put in right now, I think that was the right choice for you as well.
Because you're going to start out independent, and then as your needs change, they'll be there
exactly.
to help you. It's a transitional period in
a
your life.
A place for Sam.
And hey, Sam's granddaughter, thank you for hanging out so long and waiting for us to do this topic. We really appreciate it.
So here is the way that we want to approach this. We were looking at the different names for collective animals.
Yes.
Or collective names for animals. This is such a mouthful of a topic, just to the way to put it.
Yeah.
But we've been looking at them, and, in so doing, we found some great ones, but we've noticed that many of these animals have multiple choices. And
unacceptable.
That is for this show, for We Got This. No. There is always one clear choice.
Yes.
So in addition to picking what we believe and we know, for all time to be the greatest of all of the, collective nouns for animals, we are going to be going through some of these, And in the interest of science and the scientific community, settling once and for all, which ones of these are the correct names?
And for the animals too. I mean, there are so many animals out there that are either endangered or, you know, in need of more conservation. And yes, that is super important. Also, at the same time, they're having an identity crisis.
Yeah.
And we're here to help. So animals, don't worry. We got this.
Ooh, that was good.
Yeah.
Did we already
that
have
that was a transition to you, and then you were sipping your seltzer water.
No,
I and looked you, up.
It sounded like it was a transition to our opening song. I was like, did we just do a cold open?
Yeah, this whole thing. It's going to be an hour and a half cold open and a 30-second episode.
And that listeners, Hal just took off his sunglasses. He's about to say a pun.
Why?
All right. So, let's take a look at some of these animals that have multiple names. And we're going to start, in the world of mammals, is where we're going to start with these.
So are we going to solve the individual animals that have too many names and then just pick one and then we can move on?
Yeah. I think we're going to solve the individual animals that have too many names and then maybe talk about other animals in that category. And we're going to pick, why don't we pick one from each like we frequently do?
Yeah.
And then pit them against each other in the final round.
I think that sounds great.
Great. So, let's start off with mammals.
Yes. Bears.
Bears. Okay. This is a great, great place to start.
Mm-hmm.
A sloth or a sleuth?
I don't even think we need to debate this. 1, 2, 3.
Sleuth. Yes.
Moving on.
Well, first, we have to say why.
Okay. You want to say why?
Because bears aren't just laying around slothfully. The idea of a bear wearing a deerstalker hat.
Yes.
Holding a little magnifying glass.
And a pipe. Out of his mouth. Yeah.
Yeah. And then going back, because it's a collective noun, going back to his group of bear detectives.
Uh-huh.
All sitting around like they're on the cover of a clue box.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a sleuth of bears, people.
We still don't know who killed that deer.
Give me that honey. All right, next, buffalo.
Uh-huh.
We have a gang or an obstinacy.
I'll tell you what, I feel like you would say obstinacy.
Not necessarily.
No, am I wrong, or are you saying that because I was right?
I'm only saying that to be difficult.
Okay, good. I like the idea of a gang of buffalo because it sounds more like if I saw a bunch of buffalo, I'd be like, I don't
know. There's a gang of buffalo up here.
Yeah, exactly. Then they're all just hanging out, smoking outside the billiard hall, matching jean jackets with bandanas over their heads, like Bruce Springsteen style.
Yeah. Way more fun than a bunch of buffalo standing around just going, wrong. All right. Cats, a clowder, a pounce, or a glaring. For kittens, a kindle, a litter, or an intrigue. I mean, the kitten one is, it's obvious.
Intrigue?
Yeah. Who do you think that those bear sleuths are investigating? An intrigue of kittens.
It's basic instinct, but with kittens.
But let's go with cats. A clowder, a pounce, or a glaring? A glaring of cats sounds so... I don't know what a clowder is, but a glaring of cats sounds so on the nose. Like, I feel like cats pounce and cats glare, but cats glare way more often than they pounce.
That is true. I will say clowder is my new clam chowder substitute that I'm selling at Whole Foods that you can get. Mine has an exclamation point on the end, which is how you know it's mine and how you know it's quality. There are a lot of knockoff clowders out there. Look for the exclamation point because that means quality. I'll go with the glaring. I feel like cats glare all the time. Like every cat I've ever met seems to glare all the time.
Yeah, that's just what they do.
Yeah.
They just look at you going,
Yeah, like, you know, I feel like when a cat is happy and purring, mm-hmm. its eyes are closed. Right?
Because they're like, so it's like the Sphinx in The Never Ending Story. If its eyes are open, you're in trouble.
Yes, exactly.
All right. So it's a glaring of cats and, of course, an intrigue of kittens.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs. For puppies, you have a litter, of course, but for, actually, this is, now that I'm looking at this, these are all for different things.
Yeah, well, this will allow.
This one, all right.
Puppies are a litter, a wild dog's rat in a pack, and curs run in a cowardice.
Oh,
I don't know.
I don't ever want to be in a cowardice.
What are the
anything?
Curs? Are those like the people in the Wild West that would like rob a bank?
I feel like I've only ever heard the word cur preceded by mangy. You know what I mean?
I want to see cur dog. A cur dog. Oh, look how
look
cute.
Look at these pictures. They're very cute.
Look how cute. There's a black mouth cur.
That's a breed called a cur.
Dog time. I'm going to dog time right now. Black mouth cur.
Look.
You're so cute. Oh, look. This one's hanging out on the leather couch, and that's not a glare at all. That's not a coward. That dog's
how?
Like, hey, are we going to hang out by this Christmas tree yet?
Oh, there is a Christmas tree in the background.
I wasn't
on board till I saw that it was Christmas with this dog.
Also, what's the deal with these furry pillows? Did you elect to buy them or did they just come with the couch? I feel like they came with the couch because no one would elect to buy a furry pillow. They don't feel like fur. They're really gross and they shed. I'm going to go lick myself in the corner. Yeah.
We should probably keep going with what we were doing instead of just looking for dog pictures on the internet.
Okay, fine.
Look, that's not our sister podcast, Can I Pet Your Dog, on the Maximum Fun Network, starring Allegra Ringo and Renee Colbert. A wonderful program.
Talk about the curs, ladies, please.
Please talk about the curs.
Please talk about the curs.
All right, so here we go. Next, moving on down the mammal list, we have a fox. Mm-hmm. It's a leash, a skulk, or an earth.
Well, that's pretty presumptuous.
Yeah.
We're an earth of foxes. We all wear top hats and three-piece suits, and we gamble on horse racing.
Yeah, they really are – they're really leaning into their dominance of the whole world. We're foxes. We are a whole earth of them. I like the ones that are just verbs. You know what I mean?
A skulk?
So far, like pounce, glare, skulk.
I feel like foxes do kind of skulk around.
Yeah. It's not definitely not a leash. I've never seen a fox on a leash.
No.
Except in – was the fox on the leash in the Animal Actors show at Universal Studios Hollywood?
I've never seen that show. I did not work there, but you did.
I did. The entertainment capital of L.A.
Yes.
Which is the greatest tagline, the most specifically narrow tagline for a company ever. The entertainment capital of this part of the valley.
If you're off of Ventura Boulevard where it meets Cahuenga, that one part by Barham, this is the entertainment capital of that triangle.
Please don't go to Anaheim.
Yeah. but okay. Don't go to Riverside. That's too far.
So are we going with a skulk of foxes? Great.
So.
A skulk of foxes. Goats, a tribe or a trip?
Oh, goats are a trip, brother.
Yeah, goats are a trip, man. I got a trip of goats in the back of my van, yo. Hippopotamuses, a bloat or a thunder? A thunder, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Let's not fat shame hippopotamuses with the name a bloat.
They bring the thunder.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
If you got a hippo running after you, like in that Jumanji movie, you're going to hear the thunder.
Or if you get Henrietta the Hippo from New Zoo Review, who flounces around in a dress, she brings the thunder too.
Sure. You know who else brings the thunder? That hippo in the tutu from Fantasia.
Yeah. Yes, she does.
All right. This one I feel like is going to really decide determine how you feel about kangaroos, or is determined by how you feel about kangaroos. You see a bunch of kangaroos. Is it a troop or a mob?
I think it's a mob when you see them.
I think it's a mob. Those things can get nasty.
Yeah, but not like the Corleones, like, you know, just like an angry mob because they're just hopping mad.
Yeah. Now sticking with the troops, how about a monkey, a troop or a barrel? Barrel is a game.
Yeah.
They just – did they really – like
– are monkeys that well organized though in a troop? I guess they are in Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, they all stand in order. Like in Planet of the Apes, they've got troops, brigades, all sorts of command units. I don't know what their structure is.
You don't want to put it on them. A company of monkeys.
How about this? Lions, a pride or a – sought, S-A-W-T.
What is that?
I don't know, but it sounds so southern to me, like – ooh, we got a sort of lions over here.
I saw some sort of lion over at the zoo. I didn't know what it was.
Yes, but ma'am, what kind of lion?
All sort of lion.
No, but was it one lion or was it
a
group of lions?
Well, it was all sort of. With a sort of lion I saw, you would not believe.
They were
everywhere.
Ma'am, I do not understand what you're saying.
Well, I'm going to go down by the holder's land and I'm going to get bum 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 bum.
All right. Watch out for that mob of kangaroos. How about mules?
That's the mob of kangaroos. Oh no, that's the gang of, wasn't there a gang of something? Yeah, of buffalo. You can hear tell what the buffalo.
A gang of buffalo,
coming.
Gang of elk.
Because you hear.
I can't believe they put that gang on a nickel.
When you're an elk, you're an elk all the way.
Let's move to mules. A pack, a span, or barren? That's just mules are the barren ones, right? Is a mule which is the mules can't have kids because they're a combo of a horse and a donkey, right?
Yeah.
That just seems like you're kicking a mule while it's down.
I feel like they're pack of we all commonly say pack of mules.
Yeah, though I love the idea of a span. Of mules, like just looking out over a vista in the Grand Canyon and there's just a row of like 40 of them.
I think of it as these mules have been here for generations and as long as I draw breath on this earth, there will be mules here. We will span
the decades.
Quite a span
of mules. But yeah, I think plus it's fun to say with pack mules that you have a pack of pack.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
All right. Pigs. Adrift, a drove, a sounder, a team, or a passel.
I'm really drawn to drove.
A drove of pigs? I was drawn to drift just because I pictured a pig in cloven fingerless hoof gloves riding the rails. But I think a drift of pigs is different than a pig drifter.
Garbage pie!
I'm down with a drove of pigs.
Yeah.
Because that feels like enough of them could attack you and they could overwhelm the world.
It feels like something a very rich person would say their first time at a farm. Do you realize there's a drove of pigs on your land?
Mm-hmm.
Like just didn't, they took the word out from elsewhere and applied it to pigs incorrectly, but now it's going to be stuck for all time.
And once those pigs are walking up on their hind legs, Animal Farm style, then, you know, they're going to be taking things over in droves.
They will.
All right, let's go with, by the way, a group of porcupines is called a prickle of porcupines, which is an adorable name.
Yes.
Porpoises, a pod, a school, a herd, or a turmoil.
Porpoises.
I love a pod of porpoises.
Sure. That's also whales. Whales travel in a pod.
Yeah.
That's
all.
The way do I think
all
of it.
Sea mammals travel in pods?
I think dolphins also travel in pods.
Yeah, whales travel in a pod, a gam, or a herd.
Yeah, I think they're also. I think a lot of those sea mammals tend to be. I'm comfortable with a pod. They can both have a pod.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like it's easier for all of us to remember too.
Yeah.
All right, rabbits. A colony, warren, nest, down, husk, or herd. Herd is apparently for domesticated, domestic rabbits only.
I love the idea. There's just a dude named Warren who loved rabbits. And there's like a picture of him in the paper, but like he's like the 1970s dude who has lost his hair on top, but like bushy out on the sides and a beard.
And
always wears, plaid, like flannel shirts and jeans, like bell-bottom jeans. He's like, hey man, the rabbits are my family. That's
yeah.
why they call it a warren.
It's a warren of rabbits.
Yeah.
And it was probably asked by a local newspaper who was writing the story and was like, so this group of, what do you call a group of rabbits? And he's like, I call it a warren. He's like, okay, great. A warren of rabbits. All right. Congratulations, Warren, which is also coincidentally my grandfather's name.
Oh, there you go.
Yep. Squirrels, a dray or a scurry? Come on. It's a scurry of
it
squirrels.
Is a scurry, yeah.
Yeah, of course it is. Ooh, tigers. An ambush or a streak?
I like an ambush.
An ambush of tigers sounds dangerous. Though a streak of tigers sounds pretty great too.
It sounds pretty cool. I feel like leopards would streak.
Yeah.
I would say I would assign that to a leopard. Even though leopards are a leap, they're called a leap of leopards.
I would say that a tiger, if its stripes were going in the other direction, I would call it a streak. So that when it was running and everything was horizontal. But you got these vertical stripes on a horizontal thing, then the wash that it makes is a more of a plaid.
Yeah.
Yeah. And plaid of tigers wasn't on here. Whales were also going with a pod.
Yes.
Wolves, a pack, a rout, or a root?
When in movement.
When they're moving, they're called a root of wolves.
Wrote this.
They're pack of wolves. Everybody calls it a pack of wolves.
Somebody made this up. All right. Which one of these is the best? Is there one that we haven't talked about, like a romp of otters that would take
A romp of otters is pretty great. A band of gorillas. Like That sounds something straight out of Hanna-Barbera.
Well, and there's also the band The Gorillaz.
That's right.
Feel good. Do, 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 do.
A Business of Ferrets. Bunch of tiny ferrets in little suits. I'll tell you the one. There is one in here that is my favorite out of this list that for me is going to be hard to beat. And I'll tell you what it is at the end.
I'm trying to get. I think I know what it is.
I'll tell you what my criteria are, and I'll see if you can guess what it is.
Can I guess? Can I guess right now if you tell me your criteria?
Well, let me tell you the criteria.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Tell me the criteria. Yeah, let me see if I can guess it. Although I think I could guess it without. But go ahead.
It is used everywhere. It represents a thing that is completely beloved by the whole world. And yet it somehow also encompasses a bit of a sly wink to what this group collectively does.
Well, my first guess was going to be a cauldron of bats. It was legitimately.
I'm not just picking the weirdest one. No, no, no. This one is everywhere. Everyone knows this one.
Everyone knows this.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's got to be a... is it a parade of elephants?
No, but that's also great.
Darn it.
Let me ask you a question, Hal.
Please.
Oh,
is it hyenas?
No.
Darn it.
Think so much simpler.
It's not a cackle of hyenas?
What do puppies do best? They litter.
A litter of puppies?
I think that one is wonderful because everyone knows it. It's not the funniest one in the mix. But if you think about it, like, yeah, I've had puppies in the past. They litter. And also the thing I would be most excited about seeing, I don't mean they just throw trash out the window.
You know what? You ever see a dog eat an ice cream sandwich and they're like, done with this. And they just throw it on the ground. And then you see a Malamute with one tear.
What do you think it is?
I mean, I like a cauldron of bats.
A cauldron of bats is pretty
because
good.
It tells you a lot about humanity's relationship to the animal.
Mm-hmm.
That we've given it that name because
we have Halloween and watch cartoons.
We associate it with witchcraft and evil and the idea of bats flying out of a cauldron somehow feels like an oddly familiar visual.
See, of the ones that you mentioned, I would have to cauldron of bats. I appreciate where you're coming from and what you're saying, but there is an inaccuracy to it
because
it's just like, you know, humans going, bats are witchy. But a more accurate one of the ones you mentioned, and I don't know that cauldron of bats beats a litter of puppies because they're the cutest.
Sure. I don't want to meet a cauldron of bats.
No.
I like the name.
But as the names go, I think a parade of elephants, I could throw a litter of puppies under the bus for a parade of elephants.
I'll take parade of elephants.
All right. I don't mean a literal litter of puppies under a literal bus.
Can you imagine a bunch of elephants marching down the street to 76 trombones?
I just think of Colonel Hathi's march.
Don't you like the idea? Don't you love the idea of a bunch of elephants marching down a street to 76 trombones in full Professor Harold Hill regalia?
Well, I mean, they've already got their own marching song. They've got Colonel Hathi's march, the up, two, three, four, keep it up, two, three, four. Well, the aim of our patrol. You never remember that song from the Jungle Book?
I do. I do. And there's also the elephant walk.
That's right. I mean, I think a parade of elephants out of the mammals round. What do you think?
Yeah, I think parade of elephants.
All right. So that's out of our mammals round. Let's go on to birds now.
Look at these peacocks in this picture. If you go to MNN.com, you can find the list there. It's 99 strange collective
animals. The Mother Nature Network, thanks to the Mother Nature Network, of all the lists that we found of these, this is the one that caught our eye, beautifully organized. So thank you for that.
These peacocks look disgusted with whatever they're looking at. And a lot of these, like the animals...
Hal, I'm gonna close your laptop.
Look at all the lemurs, a conspiracy of ring-tailed lemurs, and you look at it, and they look like they're either meditating or like there is a conspiracy happening.
Hal, close your laptop. You're just looking at pictures now.
Look at the owls. The owls are loud. They're just waiting for me to say something.
All right.
I see you, owls.
We're going to talk about owls right now. But first, since we're doing these in roughly alphabetical order, doves. A duel or a pitying?
A pitying is specific to turtle doves, so mm-hmm. I think it's a duel.
Is it a duel, or it's spelled D-U-L-E, or a duele?
I think it's
as
Dule
in
Hill.
The star of The West Wing and Psych, who we are all big fans of. It's a duele of doves.
I'm going to tell Josh he said that.
And he seems like a peaceful guy. All right, ducks. A brace, a team, a flock in flight. If they're on water, they're a raft of ducks. A paddling or a battling? Now I'm going to go ahead and say, as a kid who grew up, when I grew up, there was a very famous hockey team that is now out of Anaheim.
Quack.
So I'm pretty sure it's quack. Called
Quack.
A team of ducks.
Quack. Of course it is. It's a team of ducks.
Yeah. A team of ducks. All right. Geese. A flock. This is another one where there are different things in different places. They're a gaggle on the ground or a skein in flight or a flock all the time.
I think it's a gaggle.
All right.
Gaggle of geese.
How about this?
I feel like that's something I've heard a lot more than a skein.
Yeah.
That's somebody like, oh, somebody took my name for geese. Oh, when they're flying, they're a skein.
Yeah.
Look, I came up with a name too. Please recognize me.
Sure. Whatever science person you are.
Maybe one day I'll be on the Mother Nature Network. My skein.
Herons, a sedge or a siege?
A siege.
A siege, of course.
The sedge is like, did you say sedge? No, I said siege. I heard sedge. I'm going to write sedge down.
How about this? Jays, a party or a scold? Is there any question?
It's always party. The OJs are a real party.
It's always a party.
What about hawks?
Hawks. Hawks is another one of those ones where they're one thing collectively, a cast of hawks, but if they're in flight, they're a kettle. Or if there are, if there are two or more spiraling in the air, that is a boil of hawks.
That's correct.
And that's the one. If you see a boil of hawks, which is two hawks spiraling toward you, dear God,
hawks, two hawks that boil as one. We're gonna go eat mice.
Oh my God. All right. Magpies, a tiding, a gulp, a murder, or a charm.
This is your choice.
A gulp of magpies makes me think of someone who's just eating birds in one bite.
Right?
Oh, that's great. Hold on. Let me just have a gulp of magpie. Like there's some villain from like the Sword and the Stone or something. He just took a whole gulp of magpies, Merlin. Oh, geez.
Nobody thought they would get a Sword in the Stone reference in this episode.
No, they did
not. Nobody.
So what do you think? A tiding of magpies. That sounds prettiest.
I like it.
I like that. Parrots. Is it a company of parrots or a pandemonium of parrots?
Have you ever heard parrots?
It's a pandemonium of parrots.
Of course it is.
Yeah. How about penguins? A colony, a muster, a parcel, or a rookery? I like a muster of parrots. Because I like the idea of
penguins.
I like the idea of a bunch of penguins having to like muster up courage or muster up bravado and like other penguins looking at him like, you got this, man. You know what? Our show's title is nothing but penguin mustering. It's you and I putting on tuxedos, looking at each other and going, we got this.
Yeah. We got
yeah.
it. Yeah.
All right.
I'm not in for that. You missed, peafowl?
Oh, this is an insanely long list.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, nobody really knows what the hell peafowl are.
I don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's when you have asparagus. Keep going.
I'm just trying. If there are any great ones, we can do peafowl.
No, I don't want to.
All right.
No, now I'm done. We got what we needed out of it.
All right. Quail, a bevy or a covey?
A covey?
Honestly, I don't know the difference between those two words. Or it could be a covey.
A covey?
Yeah.
Covey Bryant?
Yeah.
Okay. Covey Kingston?
A snipe, a walk, or a wisp of snipes?
Just a wisp.
A wisp of snipes.
I don't care for
I loved
walk.
Wisp of snipes, especially in that always been on black, Passenger 57.
Hey, you know what? When you're done eating your clowder, exclamation point, and you need to use the restroom, but you don't want anyone to know that you were in there. That's when you want a wisp of snipe, which is a spray that I've invented for your bathroom.
Gross. All right. Swans, a bevy, a game, or a wedge?
I think they're a wedge.
A wedge of swans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're pretty enough. Let's give them a, let's
yeah.
dirty them up.
You know
a little
what it bit. Is? Like when a swan, when that pretty swan gets between you and your best friend and you're like, you know what? Like, I like the idea of a girl coming between two guys being a wedge swan.
Or just whoever, if you get in the middle, if you create a love triangle,
mm-hmm.
whomever you are.
Yeah.
You are a swan wedge.
Yeah, you are. Oh, I didn't mean to be gender specific.
Yeah.
I'm you just were going with my own experience.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So let's pick one out of the birds.
Wait, turkeys.
Wait, what's, did I miss turkeys?
A rafter or a gang.
A rafter of turkeys.
Sure.
Because I'm picturing them now in the rafters overhead where you usually see pigeons, only yeah. now it's giant birds.
And they're like, how do we get up here? We don't know. Look at turkey. Oh, this is very embarrassing. I hope somebody kills me and eats me in November.
You know what? This thing is wrong. It is an embarrassment of turkeys.
We have such an embarrassment of turkeys this Thanksgiving.
Oh, you know what? Inshallah.
Those good rafter
we'll
turkeys.
We'll have a year like this forever. All right. So what, which of the ones out of the birds are we going to take with us? What sticks out? Now, there's one that I will give my nod to that I think is the best one.
Murder of Crows?
Murder of Crows is great. Everyone knows a Murder of Crows and it's terrifying. Slightly less well known, but also, one of my favorites. We didn't mention it because there's only one name for this, and mm-hmm. it is a Parliament of Owls.
That's my favorite.
That's your favorite? That's my favorite too.
Well, then let's go.
Great. So then that's the one that sometimes it's our favorites that win. Sometimes it's not. But today it was.
So it's owls and elephants so far.
A parade of elephants and a parliament of owls. Let's move on to let's talk about all the rest of them. Where this is includes reptiles and amphibians and fish and invertebrates.
Well, and then let's take a quick break.
OK.
And then we'll do those. And
great.
Then we'll figure it out. We'll have three and we'll get this done. Animal Kingdom, you're welcome. You finally know who you are. We're going to finish it up when we come back.
The Dead Pilot Society podcast brings you hilarious comedy pilots that were never made, featuring actors like Aubrey Plaza, Andy Richter, Paul F. Tompkins, John Hodgman, Adam Scott, Molly Shannon, Busy Phillips, Tom Lennon, Anna Camp, Laurie Metcalf, Felicia Day, Michael Ian Black, Adam Savage, Paul Scheer, Ben Schwartz, Skylar Astin, Mae Whitman, Josh Molina, Ben Feldman, Nicole Byer, Jason Ritter, Sarah Chalk, Steve Agee, Jane Levy, Allison Tolman, Danielle Nicolette, Casey Wilson, Anna Ortiz, Lorraine Newman, June Diane Raphael, Tiernan Shipka, Ed Week, Zach Knighton, Carrie Kenny Silver, John Ross Bowie, Jamie Denbo, Janet Varney, Alexander Forsyth, Summer, Morales, Matt Gordon, and many more. Listen at MaximumFun.org, iTunes, or wherever you download podcasts.
What's up? I'm James, the co-host of Minority Corner.
And look at that! I'm Aneke, the other co-host of Minority Corner.
Girl, guess what?
What?
We just hit our 100th episode!
What? And what do you think is going to be in store for the next 100?
Probably some more feuds with Jennifer Hudson. And I'm telling you,
we'll probably do more investigative reporting, too, like we did with the Kodak and their racist film.
Not to mention exposing the truth, like how we did with the ugly history of the Texas Rangers.
But we always lighten the mood with a splash of pop culture.
Olivia Pope's new wig, have you seen that?
It's popping.
Just like your lip gloss.
And Janet Jackson.
And you know we like to put our nerd glasses on and talk about things like Marvel.
It's true. That's it.
I don't speak about DC.
But you just did. Wow.
All from a perspective that's black, queer,
and ladylike.
So come on over and learn, laugh, and play, and join the corner. It's a lot of fun.
I'm having fun right now. Minority Corner.
We have a Jumbotron.
Ooh, I love a Jumbotron. It's like a Kiss Cam.
That's right.
The best thing on the Jumbotron.
The Kiss Cam is up. Have you noticed the new thing that they do for Kiss Cams, which is they'll have somebody, they'll have like a woman in the stands.
Mm-hmm.
It's typically been a woman. I hope they also do it with a man in this situation. Mm-hmm. The woman is with her boyfriend, who is wearing the jersey of the opposing sports team.
Ah.
And when it shows up, the boyfriend will not kiss. This guy from the visiting team is being a real jerk. So who comes to the rescue? Somebody in the home team's jersey for a passionate kiss.
These are actors. This is like a sketch that they're doing.
Yes. It's absolutely a sketch, but it's done at several stadiums around the country.
Yeah,
and
I'm not sure about the Kiss Cam here in 2018.
Listen, if you're with somebody and you're in a situation where you both are consenting to kiss,
yeah,
enjoy
it's a great good time. But this this sneak attack, like, you know, the camera sneakily finds someone. It's like, kiss her.
Yeah.
It's
you don't know who those two people are.
Yeah, you don't know.
You're just assuming.
Exactly. But that's not what this Jumbotron is, Hal.
No.
This Jumbotron is a very exciting announcement, actually, from one podcast team to another podcast team to a giant podcast audience out there listening. Here is what we want you to do, everybody. We want you to check out Satan and Rainbows on Stitcher or Apple Podcasts.
Satan and Rainbows is an in-depth music history podcast dedicated to the critically reviled genres of heavy metal and prog rock. I was a huge heavy metal fan.
Yeah, they get a bum
as
rep.
A kid. Yeah.
Heavy metal is
music.
Really technically amazing music.
And prog rock, too.
Yeah.
What are you going to tell me? You don't like Rush?
Oh, come on.
Get out of here. Get
Rush,
out of Get right out of
town.
The
coolest nerds in rock and roll.
Yeah.
Each season of Satan and Rainbows is dedicated to one band's discography.
Right.
So they're currently halfway through season one, which is all about Judas Priest.
Fantastic.
Rock on. And they'll be announcing their season two band very soon.
Join them as they struggle to balance history and fandom. It sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, me too.
You should too.
And now back to our episode, which I believe is Satan or Rainbows.
Nope.
That's not it?
No.
So we should just listen to this podcast. That's where we're going to hear about Satan and Rainbows?
Let them figure it out.
All right.
Okay.
We're back.
This other category includes...
is everything that isn't a mammal or a bird.
We got reptiles, amphibians, fish, and invertebrates.
All right. So let's talk about reptiles and amphibians first. Most of these... They're pretty specific, with the exception of turtles. Is it a nest of turtles or a this is the visual imagery of these. All of these is so good. Not a bale of hay, but a bale of turtles. Come on, man.
I like a bale of
turtles. Growing up, I lived near a farm mm-hmm. that always had, like, from our view, we could see this vast field with big bales of hay out there. And
yeah.
Now the image is stuck in my head. Of just bales of turtles dotting the land, just moving very slowly.
Yeah, every once in a while, you see like a one of the claws come out of the sides.
Yeah,
just sort of feel around and then back in.
Yeah, it's slowly. The only bale that if you hold up a lettuce leaf to it, it will slowly get sucked into the bale. So it's got to be a bale of turtles. The rest of these, there's some pretty great ones in here. You've got a quiver of cobras, a basque of crocodiles.
Yeah.
I've heard another one for crocodiles, though. Oh, no, it's not crocodiles. It's alligators. It's a congregation of alligators.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. I kind of love that because now I'm picturing like alligators, you know, at a tent revival or in a church.
Do you think they had a congregation of alligators at Samantha's bar mitzvah?
I don't know. Samantha, if you can get up out of your nursing home chair and tell us about your bar mitzvah. Oh, we are terrible.
It's for your great-granddaughter's junior high project.
Ridiculous. We've got a knot of toads, K-N-O-T.
Sure.
That's pretty funny. An army of frogs.
Yep.
There you go.
I like that.
We've got a lot. There's a lot of military things. I guess like whoever was there must have been some military at some point who was like assigned with this. Like Her Majesty's Royal Air Force has been we've determined all these new species. So figure out what they are. Right. This is a brigade of rhinoceri.
Yes, sir.
This is a troop of monkeys.
A troop, yes, sir.
Yes, and an army of frogs.
An army of frogs, yes, sir.
My God, an army of frogs. Oh, no. I mean, my God, an army of frogs is attacking us right now.
Let's go. I gave my life to the frogs.
All right, let's talk about fish. A draft, a nest, a run, a school, or a shoal?
I mean, it's a school of fish.
Yes, it's a school of fish, but there's something wonderful thinking about a draft of fish.
You mean the ones that they didn't use? They're like, oh, I got to start all over. This fish is no good.
Yeah. That angler fish, that was a draft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't finish that one yet.
The hammerhead shark, total draft.
Yeah, I don't know how these drafts made it out. This is why you need to have a good editor for your fish.
All right, let's talk about some invertebrates. Bees, a grist, a hive, or a swarm? Now, a hive of bees and a swarm of bees, you hear both.
Right, but it's like you say a group of people, not a house of people. I think it's a swarm of bees.
A swarm of bees. Yeah, that's the thing that you would yell in terror.
Yeah, and then the bees would gather into an arrow and point at you, and then they'd fly after you. And then if you jumped and hid somewhere, they'd turn into a hand that pointed where you were.
Mm-hmm. You you may watch too many cartoons and not enough nature shows.
Huh? What's the difference?
Jellyfish. A bloom, a flutter, or a smack. It's got to be a smack of jellyfish. Because that image of – what would it sound like, Hal, if I reached in the ocean? I had a big glove on so it wouldn't hurt me.
Right.
I picked up a jellyfish and I just – flung it at your face.
Oh, that would be bad for me.
Yeah.
Unless I'm wearing a glove on my face.
You're wearing a face glove.
Okay, if I have a face glove on. Yeah. By the way, a smack of jellyfish sounds like something Mark McConville would say. I don't know where – I don't forget who – like it was just like, give me a slap of gravy on there, which is a like a McConville, I guess, kind of McConvillism. So the idea of like a – give me a smack of jellyfish.
It does sound like half of these he made up.
Yeah.
A couple of honorable mentions that do not have any other choices among them in these categories.
Mm-hmm.
An audience of squid.
Sure.
Sure. Cause imagine all the applause with all those tentacles.
It just sounds like this.
An intrusion of cockroaches. That correct. Clocks. Yeah. A cloud of grasshoppers.
Okay.
Oof.
And yet flies are a business. I feel like flies should be a cloud.
Yeah. Grasshoppers should be a business.
Yeah.
They got their little legs rubbing together. They're walking to work. I don't know how that works. And I kind of like this one. A risk of lobsters.
Hey, put your hand in lobster filled waters.
Yeah.
And you're taking a big risk.
They're not called a risk of lobsters if they have those rubber bands on. all right. So what?
They're called a buffet of lobsters.
That's right. Oh, man, that would be an expensive buffet if it was just a giant mountain of lobsters.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, a mountain of lobsters.
All right, what do we have coming out of this final category?
I'm looking through it. I do have a favorite.
What is your favorite?
My favorite animal from all these is the turtle. I love turtles.
Sure.
I like turtles, but do you know that video?
Yes, of course.
Jonathan the zombie. I love the idea of a news person who is like, I'm trained to speak and talk to people and keep things going. And all it takes is one child say, I like turtles, to completely throw her off. I like turtles. Okay.
Oh my God.
Don't know how to respond to that. Come on. My favorite is.
Is this one we mentioned?
No.
Okay.
We did not mention it. Do you want to guess what it is?
Is it, let's see. I mean, a smack of jellyfish is so good. Is it a maelstrom of salamanders?
It is a maelstrom of salamanders.
Oh, it's so dumb. It's so dumb.
It's so dumb. But it's
and all- I'm 100% on board because I feel like we needed one in the mix that is not evocative of anything. It is pure verbal gobbledygook.
Yeah.
And a maelstrom of salamanders is pure verbal gobbledygook.
100%.
So we've got that going up against a parade of elephants. And what was our bird one?
It was a parliament of owls.
A parliament of owls. That's right. Well, the fact that I couldn't remember it offhand does not bode well. A parliament of owls is a great combination of ridiculous and evocative.
Right.
The parade of elephants is not ridiculous, but is beautifully, visually, immediate.
Right.
And a maelstrom of salamanders. Is pointless but hilarious.
I need to look up. I feel like I want to look at a salamander.
Like what? Like a picture of a salamander?
Look at that. Hello, cutie.
It's a salamander. Come here, little salamander.
This one is. He is cute. Looks like Pascal.
Oh, from
Tangled. Yeah. I know Pascal is a chameleon, but mm-hmm. This one looks a little bit like, this one's like, huh?
What's going on?
No one can see these.
I'm just a salamander.
Oh, Google salamander. It's on the right under amphibians. There are two on the bottom. It's the one in the middle. And he's like, huh? Did somebody say salamander? I just showed up with all my friends from this maelstrom. Here's a question about owls.
Here's a question about the maelstrom of salamanders.
Yes.
Does it mean a tempestuous storm of salamanders, or does it mean all of the salamanders that were in the old Norway ride in Epcot before they took the maelstrom ride out?
Made Frozen and Ever made After.
Is it called Frozen Ever After?
Yeah. Could be. Could be the ones that are left.
What's your question about owls?
Do you imagine British Parliament or Parliament Funkadelic? And does it make a difference? If I say Parliament, I think you were thinking of British Parliament.
Of course I was.
You were thinking like House of Lords.
But now I'm thinking about an owl. Tear the roof off, we're going to tear the roof off the motherfucker. Tear the roof off the sucker.
Yeah. If you think of an owl dressed as Bootsy Collins, it's kind of over.
Hoo-hoo, baby.
An owl with that George Clinton.
Yeah. How many licks does it take to get to the center, baby? One lick. Two licks. Crunch, baby.
I just got that. I just got what you were doing.
That's the only... I was just trying... My brain was scrolling for words that an owl would say.
Hey, I live in the land of make-believe, baby, next to a cat and a tree. Hoo-hoo.
Ah.
There's also an owl on the New Zoo Review.
Really? Yeah. What is New Zoo Review?
It's the New Zoo Review. It's coming right at you. It's a show from the late 60s, early 70s.
Well, I'm younger than you.
Mid to late 70s. Not that much younger. It was on when we were kids. And they wore giant. It was like two humans and then three or four. It was Freddy the Frog, Henrietta the Hippo. I cannot remember the owl's name.
Were they costumed characters?
They were
or were they
giant
actual
costume
people
characters. And the animals. Mouths okay. flapped
Ooh.
When they talked. They would sing songs and then... I think
Freddy the Frog sounded like this.
It's very Sid and Marty Croft.
It has that feeling
yeah.
to it, but also like Sid and Marty Croft where they only had like $20 total budget. But it was great. I loved it. And I have the DVD set somewhere and the box would play the theme song when you pressed a button on it until it got broken and would not stop playing.
Oh, I was going to say, let's go dig through your DVDs and find it right now.
I wish.
All right. So we have these three. I feel like we can eliminate, even though it is hilarious and amazing and fun to say, a maelstrom of salamanders.
I think so.
It's not going to come up often. Not that any of these would.
Yeah, is that what we're judging on?
Now, does the double connotation of a parliament of owls trump the... hilarious and well-worn trope of elephants on parade? Cause just in the Disney world, there's two different versions of elephants on parade.
One.
There's the Winnie the Pooh version, pink elephants on parade, and then there's Colonel Hathi's march. Like, a parade of elephants is, it feels correct.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Even for how they travel, where they travel trunk to tail.
Mm-hmm.
They're in a parade. They're in a parade formation. It's a very accurate description.
But a parliament of owls.
We don't know much about their government system, so we don't know how accurate that is. Cause they're up at night when the rest of us are sleeping or
exactly.
watching TV.
Exactly. We don't know what the owl parliament does.
Yeah.
It either makes sensible laws or tears the roof off the mother sucker.
Yeah.
It could do either.
I mean, I like both of those options.
Does it have a real type of thing going down, getting down?
I mean, I think it's Parliament of Owls, isn't it?
It's got to be a Parliament of Owls. It was. I thought it was a parade of elephants until you asked if it was Parliament Funkadelic.
Yeah.
I
expanded your mind.
You blew my mind today, man. Officially... Samantha, congrats on your bat mitzvah.
Yes.
Congrats on driving. Congrats on getting the gold watch for your 50 years of service to that job you had.
Yeah. Good job. But to Samantha and Maud Rich
mm-hmm.
and the people of the world, You can stop arguing, as I know you all are all the time, about the collective nouns of animals. Like, every bar, go into a bar in this country and see if you don't find two people arguing about collective nouns of animals. It's over.
Are you throwing shade at my choice of topic for today?
Never. And for you animals out there that are like, we don't know what we are. Are we a clouder? Are we a litter? Are we a blah, 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 blah? We solved it. You have your identity now. You're welcome for that. But the greatest among you in terms of your collective nouns is a parliament of owls. Whether it's the Funkadelics, the cigarettes.
They come in little 20 packs.
Yeah. The owls come in 20 packs. Maybe they're all smoking parliaments. Yeah. Owls, quit it.
When you first get that parliament of owls, you flip over one and that's your lucky owl.
I hope that owl parliament passes a law that
a smoking ban.
Yeah. That is a smoking ban on owl parliaments. And then the owl parliament
Funkadelic ban breaks that law because they don't play by your earth rules.
Exactly.
Get on the spaceship.
That's it. Asked and answered.
This topic is covered. And dare I say, we are doing some of our most important work in this episode.
Oh, for sure.
But this topic is closed. There are many more topics to discuss. So please reach out to us on Twitter at We Got This Tweet. Check out the Maximum Fun subreddit, or
you can email us at wegotthispodcast@gmail.com, or go to our Facebook group and talk about animals with us there. It's facebook.com/groups/ We Got This Podcast. Thank you to producer Ken Plume, researcher Kate McManus, graphic designer Uri Kelman, and QA engineer Jen Alba.
And thanks, of course, to our musicians, Jonathan Dinerstein and Mike Furman, for our score and theme song, respectively. And thanks to you, our audience, for listening to the show. We have a collective noun for you, and we love you and think you're amazing. And thank you for giving us this opportunity. That collective noun for you, of course, I will say thank you right now to the people of the world. For Hal Lublin, I'm Mark Gagliardi.
For Mark Gagliardi, I'm Hal Lublin. And don't worry, everybody. We got this.
We got this.
This is my favorite part to watch.
Oh, you're going
to
do it, right? Wait, what is it?
No, it's just fun to watch you go, best. It's always an amusing, like, instant turn image.
I make hard cuts. Hard cuts. Is it best name for a group of animals?
Best animal group name, I guess.
Is it taxonomy? What is the name? There's a name for it, right?
Yeah. I always do that. I have a million pictures of that in my phone. Just from like hitting power and like
I know what it is. I know what it is. Best collective noun for animals. Best collective noun for animals.
That is a mouthful.
It is. I have to do it faster. Best collective nouns for animals.
Best collective animal noun.
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 MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.